Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm Tim Gatto, and this is Tim Gatto Unedited and Uncut. And today, what's going on here? I'm getting that.
Yeah, some push button. Push the button on the right hand side.
Okay, this is not right. Yeah, I pushed some button here. It's not supposed to be pushed.
Okay, this is not right.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
Yeah, I pushed some button here. It's not supposed to be pushed.
And let me fix this.
Here we go. Okay.
Let me fix this. This is not. Hey, could you turn down this? Hold on.
Let me fix it.
Okay. Let me turn down the speaker. So, anyway, hey, I pushed a button. I wasn't supposed to push. And so I'm listening to myself on the radio, but not anymore. So, anyway, I wrote an article on opednews.com. Which I recommend to anybody that is listening. It's a good publication. That's why I've been writing for it for a long time. 10 years, I don't know. 5, 6, 7, 8 years, I don't know. Long time.
How long has it been?
12 years.
Okay. So, you know, you're getting old. I can't remember. I feel like Brett Kavanaugh and Jeff Sessions. I don't recall. So anyway, that's what I do. And so I wrote an article, and I wrote it with kind of like a clickbait title. But it was true. It was about what I was talking about. And I wrote, Democrats are worse than Republicans. And what do I mean by that? Well, I don't mean Republicans are good. I'm not saying that at all. In fact, I don't like Republicans either. I don't like, frankly, I don't like politicians. I don't like them. Not the current set we have in now, and not the way that they get in office, not the way they're funded, and not the way the donors make them do what they want them to do. And this is it's a systemic problem that we have in the United States right now. And I imagine we've had it for a long time, but since Citizens United, it's just expanded to where our politicians are like, all I can say is like commodities, you know. like going out and buying a servant. You know, really it's like going out and buying a slave, but we don't have slavery anymore. But that's really what it's like. It's like going out and buying a puppy. And when they get you, they own you lock, stock, and barrel. I mean, once in a blue moon, somebody will revolt like John McCain did on that Republican health care bill. That was really cool. Not that I like John McCain either, but, you know, I don't like to speak ill of the dead, but that was one good thing that he did. And anyway, they're working for people like the pharmaceutical industries and the defense industries. I'm talking about Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Raytheon, General Dynamics, Northrop Grumman, all these big giant defense contractors. So that's who's paying their freight. So that's just the way it is. Excuse me. And that's just the way it is. I'm not making this up. You know, I'm not making this up at all. And what I've seen lately is I haven't written a lot because everybody's singing the same tune. And I thought that was a real good thing. But really, I have to say something. I have to write. I have to get back on the radio show. I have to do what I can because, I don't know, I feel obligated. You know, just like I felt obligated to join the Army, and I felt obligated not to leave the Army. I spent 20 years in the Army. So if you think I'm just and I have a secret, top secret crypto clearance. So if you think I'm a crazy conspiracy theorist or I'm a hardcore leftist and I hate my country, you're wrong. You know, you're just wrong. I love the people in the United States, and I love being in this country, but, you know, at the expense of what? You know, the way things are going now, it's not my favorite cup of tea here. And it's got to do with the people in the United States. And the people in the United States are just like, you know, just like Michael Jackson said, they're ignorant, you know. and they are. Not all of them, not everybody. So don't take offense. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about the majority. That's a lot of people. A lot of people that vote, they don't know what they're voting for. They don't do their own research. We'll get into that later. But right now, I'm going to read you the article that I wrote on opednews.com. It's opednews.com. Okay, sometimes I write so I can get something off my chest because I can't believe that people don't see what I see. It's not that I am a genius or clairvoyant, but I still believe that people just don't get it. I know that the president is totally handicapped with the personality of a 5-year-old. I know that he's a liar with a narcissistic personality. I also realize that he's totally self-absorbed and he doesn't care anything except for being the center of attention. I also realize that he is not good for the United States of America. Saying that, I would also like to point out that if you read the news or watch any kind of television, you will hear about Donald Trump 24 hours a day. If you stand back and think about it, this is unacceptable. Look, I despise Donald Trump as much as anyone on this planet. I even tried to watch a news show called France 24 I was totally flummoxed to see that they had almost as much coverage of Donald Trump as any media outlet in the United States. And by the way, I watch a lot of news on my television, and I have Roku, which is it's an online service. And I can put just about any television show that streams on my channels. So one of them, I like DK, which is German, and they have an English version, and I like France 24, and I also like RT. Okay, call me a rotten guy, but I like RT, and I like RT America, which is based out of Washington, and they have American people, like, what's his name, Lee Camp, and Jesse Ventura, and that old guy, what's his name? Old guy, I'm an old guy.
can't think of it.
Oh, well, anyway. Him, and they used to have Ed Schultz, who bless his heart, he died, a couple months ago. So unexpectedly, too. I didn't even believe it. I don't believe it. I found out watching television that he died a couple days after he died. So I was really shocked. I miss him. They have Larry King is the other one I was talking about. Now, Larry King, he's not communist. And they say that RT is a mouthpiece for Russian propaganda. Maybe RT that broadcasts in Russian is a mouthpiece for propaganda. I don't know. I can't speak Russian. But I know RT America isn't. I've been on RT. They interviewed me after one of the articles I wrote. Believe me, they let me say anything I wanted to say. And I didn't say that America's bad. I just said America was wrong, but I didn't say it was bad. When 50% or more of the news is about one person, this is back to the article, there's not much room to talk about other things that matter. In fact, politics takes up the other 50% of coverage on the mainstream media. I watch YouTube on my television, and I would say that 80% of the things you see on YouTube are either about Donald Trump or politics. And it wasn't that way before they started. This is not in the article. It wasn't that way before they started censoring YouTube. Used to be a lot of things on YouTube. Now it's mostly Donald Trump and politics, and he said this and they said that. And, and another thing I don't like about televised politics is that they, and it doesn't matter who it is, they bring in a panel of experts, and they all have their opinion. And frankly, I don't watch the news to hear people's opinions. If I want to hear people's opinions, I'll go to an op-ed on a newspaper, or I'll read something, in op-ed news, or I'll go to some other venue that has opinion pieces. I'll read the editorial page. But I don't want to hear a group of people sitting around and giving their opinions on things, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to make you see their point of view. And that's not what a news organization is supposed to do. A news organization is supposed to report the news and investigate the news. Now back to the article. Anyway, here we are. YouTube on my television, I would say 80% of the things you see on YouTube are either about Donald Trump or politics. What I would say is that 80% of the things on YouTube are either about politics. When I say politics, I'm talking about the Democrats and Republicans, and no other political party is ever mentioned, as if we only have two political parties that matter. This is a problem we have in this country. when no coverage is given to the Green Party or any other party, then no one will ever know what they stand for. You know, it's big roots. The Democratic Party is worse than the Republican Party because they will pretend that they are progressive and had the best interests of the people in mind. While they vote against our best interests all the time. I've been around the block and I've seen the most treacherous people, voted into office time after time because people just aren't paying attention. In fact, almost the entire population of this country is not paying attention. I've been writing for almost 20 years. The money in politics is how legalized bribery has bought off almost every senator and congressman in Washington. I've also been writing about how the United States has got its fingers in every situation on the planet. For two decades, this hasn't seemed to penetrate most of the population. Almost every name in the book, I've been told that if I don't like the United States, then I should move, and much worse. The situation today is a little better. I even stopped writing for a time because I felt like I was preaching to the choir. Almost everything I've written is now on the lips of almost everyone in this country, not just because of me, but because of other people, too. You know, they've been writing about the same things I've been writing, except I was writing it first. Well, I didn't see anybody writing like me but when I first started writing, but I'm sure there were people. What amazes me is that most people understand that our politicians are corrupt and bribed by corporate interests. They don't understand that this is a paradigm of a two-party duopoly does nothing to change what's wrong with this nation. Everyone talks, but they do not act on their deepest held beliefs. Most people in the United States hold their nose and vote for the lesser of two evils. Frankly, this has got to stop. We can't keep doing the same thing and expect different results. This is the very definition of insanity. I have seen Democrats promise gloriously progressive changes, and when they are elected, they don't deliver on their promises. How many times does it take for people to understand that as long as they play this two-party game, they will never get what they want? I was heartened to see Americans waking up to the fact that corporations own the politicians. Yet, I see them voting for the same two parties that got us into this mess. It doesn't matter. It doesn't take a genius to understand that holding office as either a congressman or a senator, but undoubtedly make these people millionaires very quickly. Every senator that we have representing the people in the United States are millionaires. Most people in the House of Representatives are millionaires, or they will be by the time they leave office. This is not conjecture. This is a fact. And I put a link on this, and I'm going to read you this link. I'm going to give you some, I can't get the link to come up. Anyway. Most people, I'll get you the link in a minute. We're going to talk about this too. Most people in the United States of Representatives are millionaires, or they will be by the time they leave office. This is not conjecture. This is a fact. I'm not saying anything new here. I'm sure that everyone reading this understands what I am saying. It's the absolute truth. I am getting to the point where I believe that most people in America that vote are either mentally ill or just plain stupid. When Hillary Trump won the election, I wrote an article about how Donald Trump didn't win the election. Hillary Clinton lost the election. And I made Donald Trump our president. You can blame the Democrats for Donald Trump. Simple as that. You can see how corrupt the Democrats are if you only look at their voting records. Almost every Democrat votes yes to almost every piece of legislation that funds the military at the expense of everything they are supposed to stand for. The defense budget, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. I got a link and we'll go to it. I use the term loosely. It should be called the offense budget or the word budget. To make things better for the people of this country. When a conflict overseas that doesn't threaten our nation's security and the war hawks want to get involved, the Democrats get in line and vote to send weapons and soldiers. And soldiers, I mean our sons and daughters, nephews, or grandkids, at the behest of the neocons. When the government wants to do their surveillance, because we live in a surveillance state, everybody knows that, wants to do their surveillance in the name of national security, which is a con job in itself. You talk about conspiracy theorists. The Democrats vote for it. Just remember, they have accumulated records of every phone call and every email and every text, along with every website anyone's ever visited. They have collected tweets and every like on Facebook and everyone's Facebook profile. And, everything. And the LinkedIn, everything. It is important to remember that these people don't care about our privacy. It makes you wonder why we have two different political parties when they're so much alike. It might be better if they just merge into one party. And that way, we could save all the rhetoric that we read in the newspapers and hear on the mainstream media. You know, some say that we should have a strong third party. You know, a strong third party. I've heard that a million times. I not only agree with them, because in 2004, I had to start one, but it failed miserably. I'll tell you about that in another episode. Man, we had a great website, but that's as far as we got. When trying to convey in this article that I can't listen to Donald Trump 24 hours of every day. We need to focus on the rest of what his administration is doing. And I can't read it. And I've had four strokes. I have trouble reading. And for all peace of mind, sir, concentrating on what's happening in the world. And I'm not talking about what our politicians are telling us about on this planet. I believe that we have become totally distracted and we're not paying attention to the problems that we can solve. I will say this again. I have said many times before, don't listen to the mainstream media for your information. You have the world and all the information in it at your fingertips. You can do your own research on anything that you're interested in on your computer, and now even on your phone. Not me, I'm not good at phones, believe me. Don't take the word of some talking head on MSNBC, CNN, Fox, or CBS. Especially don't listen to Rachel Maddow. That's just a sigh. The most important thing that we have as citizens is that we have got to remember that it is the government. It is not the government that should tell the people of the United States what to do. Rather, it is the people we should be telling the government what to do. When we become slaves of the government, we are no longer citizens. We're slaves. Okay? Now, that's just the way that works. I go to these links in a bit. But, you know, people forget that it's not the government that should be, you know, the ones that should be telling us what to do all the time. It's we should be telling the government what to do, and everybody feels obligated to do what the government says, especially since 9/11. 9/11 changed everything. Changed everything. With all this scare about they're out to get us and we were attacked, and it's the Muslims that are going to get us, and they're threatening attacks on us as we speak. And then we had this crazy thing when we had orange alerts and yellow alerts and condition orange, condition red, all of that because of imminent terror attacks. You know, they got Americans just as scared as they did when we were facing nuclear annihilation during the Cold War. It's just like duck and cover. Everybody was playing duck and cover, except they were playing with Muslim threats, you know, international threats against the homeland. And that's really what started, the homeland. Our wonderful homeland. It sounds like Nazi speak. We have to protect the homeland, you know. Come on. Now we have this thing called the Homeland Defense. We have the National Guard. We don't need a Homeland Defense that we spend billions and billions of dollars for. You know, what happened to the National Guard? That was supposed to protect the country. National Guards in every state. But no. And then they went even, got rid of Posse Comitatus, which was, one part of Posse Comitatus said this president couldn't control the National Guards of the state. But they rescinded that. Now the president can call up the National Guard in any state and send them to another state. So if he wants to do something in New York and the New York National Guard doesn't want to do it, he can call the National Guard of Texas to come to New York. He's not supposed to be allowed to do that. It was in our Constitution. Now it's not. And the president is now, he's got authority over the individual state's National Guard. So that's a troubling thing. That was a troubling thing. That happened during the Bush administration. And then something else I wrote, and this is the biggest article I ever wrote, you know, as far as readership, is declaring war on Americans. I forget the whole name of it was. It's on op-ed, and it's on a lot of different ways, but I first published it on op-ed news, and it's called, in the National Defense Authorization Act of 2004, I think, or 2003, I forget which one it was, they put sections called Section 1021. And in this, they got rid of what's called habeas corpus, which means you have to have a reason, you know, to arrest somebody. You have to have probable cause. You have to have a reason. And what they did was they eliminated habeas corpus because what they said they could do, and this is still on the book, what they said they could do is they declared the United States a war zone, and that people in the United States who are suspected of doing bad things against the United States, whatever they consider bad things against the United States, they can actually send the Army, the U.S. Army, which is not supposed to be a law enforcement agency at all, without declaring martial law, they can come to any place, anybody's house, and take them out of their house and hold them indefinitely until the end of the war on terrorism without charges, without having a lawyer or anything. They can just disappear you. That's still on the books. And people don't understand that it's still on the books. This is what Chris Hedges and a bunch of other people sued the United States in the Southern District Federal Court. I sued the Bush administration for violating the Constitution. And what happened is they won, and then the government appealed it and went to a higher federal court, and they overturned it. So, you know, the courts actually, you know, backed them up. And this is why we need to watch out who are the people that are confirmed by the Senate to be federal judges, you know, that have a lifetime appointment. Who should be the ones that determine who sits on the bench of these federal courts? Because I'm telling you, you know, if we're not careful and we don't watch out what's going on, we're all going to end up slaves to the federal government. And these people, that's what they want, because they want power. Power is an intoxicating thing, and it's also addictive. So let me just say this, you know, it's totally ridiculous. People just aren't paying attention. This is supposed to be the information age, and it is the information age. If you want to investigate something, you don't have to leave your house. I can't leave the house because I have 4 strokes. I can't drive, and my wife can't drive. So we don't have a car. We got rid of our cars. I used to be called Timmy Carr when I was younger. I love cars, but I can't drive anymore. And I don't want to kill somebody on the road because I keep swerving into the other lane. You know, that's just an aside there. It doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is I'm stuck in the house, but yet I can research anything I want to right on the internet. And I don't go to the first thing. If I'm researching something, I don't go to the first thing that Google says I should go to. It's on the top of their search page, because Google's not the most trusting place that you can go to, but it's got the best search engine, in my opinion. And but you gotta go down to you know, you gotta read everything that Google brings up on their search engines, because, you know, as much as they put stuff they want you to read at the top, I don't think they censor anything. And you can find out exactly what you want to find out. And you can do it in different ways. You can phrase it differently. You can put different keywords in. As long as it's about the subject you're trying to find out about, you can, there's different ways to search on Google. And you'll find out if you really want to know something. Sometimes you have to put different phrases in. Like if you're searching for a cure for something, an ailment that you have to put the name of the ailment. You have to put research, you know, and then if they're showing you old research, you put down research since 1985, you know, whatever you're trying to find out. And sooner or later, you're going to put the right combination and you're going to find out what you want to find out. And you can also read Freedom of Information Act documents on a Google search. And there's a lot of things that you can see. Even Google Earth, you can zoom down and see different parts of. You can even see your neighbor's next door neighbor's house if you want to. I mean, it's that accurate. And there's no reason why people should be ignorant. And the thing is, and I know that people are working two or three jobs just to keep their heads above water in this country today, the richest country in the world. There's people that are working full-time that aren't getting a living wage. And that goes back to Walmart and Amazon and all these other places that pay people a pittance for working full-time. And what happens in that is that that these people who are working full-time can't feed their families or pay their mortgage or pay their rent. And that's a shame, because what happens to that? And it affects you too. It affects all of us. Is that people who can't live from their salary will end up... I just lost my screen here. And I'm not getting it back. So I don't know. Is my computer off? No, my computer's still on. So I'm just going to make believe I have my screen. I'll get it back. Is it... how about that? Anyway, the people who are not making enough to feed their family, what happens to them is they usually end up going on food stamps and Medicaid and... all these other programs. And who pays for that? We pay for it. So meanwhile, when Walmart doesn't want to hire full-time people and they keep everybody on part-time so they can't collect medical benefits, what happens is that we end up paying for their medical care and we end up paying food stamps so they can buy food for their family. And we end up doing what the corporations that are hiring them should be doing. And, it's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. And when we talk about Medicare for All, this affects you too. When people don't have health insurance, all right? When people don't have health insurance, what do? They don't have health insurance, so what do? They end up... Hold on, I'm trying to get my screen back up here. They end up going to the emergency room because they can't be turned away from the emergency room. They wait till it gets so bad that they have to take an ambulance, which they really can't pay for, but the ambulances can't say, you can't go. And they go to the emergency room. And where does that money come from to pay the hospital? I tell you where it comes from. It comes out of your property taxes. That's where it comes out of. And when your property taxes go through the roof, and you voted against Medicare for All, or the Affordable Care Act, or whatever. I have my screens back. What's happening is you're voting against yourself. I want you to understand, you're voting against yourself. You're voting to give these people food stamps. You're voting to give them Medicaid. You're voting to pay their emergency room bills that come out of your property tax. And what happens is, I got a caller here, 909 here. Let's see if we can get this caller on the air. I have a hard time getting callers on the air. And so I'm going to try to get this caller on the air. Okay, area code 909, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Suzette. Hello?
Area code 909, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. My name is Suzette. I'm calling from California. And I was just listening to your show. Don't you think that if we had Medi-Cal for all, that that also would raise our taxes? Because it has to be paid for by somebody, too.
Your show. Don't you think that if we have Medi-Cal for all, that that also would raise our taxes? Because it has to be paid for by somebody, too.
Okay, I understand your question. I'm getting double feedback here on my speakers. So I'm going to try to answer your question. The thing is
okay, I got to turn you down for a second. I'll turn you back up in a minute. Here's
the way that works. Medicare for all is Medicare can negotiate with the drug companies for lower drug prices. That's the only entity in America that can negotiate with the pharmaceutical industry. Also, Medicare doesn't have as an expensive middleman like the insurance companies. The insurance companies, their expenses run 17% of health care costs. Medicare runs around 4%. That's a lot of money. Just by that, we can save so much money, and we pay more for health care than any country in the world, and we're something like 67th in the world on health care. So you figure it out.
Okay, well, what about the fact that doctors themselves, I know when Obama had everybody, all the doctors convert over to electronic health records, there were a lot of doctors that had closed their private practices and are no longer practicing in hospitals and whatnot because of the cost. And so in this case, with Medicare paying what they pay, so aren't you afraid that there will be more doctors that will go or stop practicing?
Okay. A lot of doctors, I talk to doctors, a lot of doctors stop practicing because under the Affordable Care Act, there was so much paperwork involved that they had to hire people just to do the paperwork. And it was flooding their offices, and tell you the truth, the Affordable Care Act wasn't paying them as much as the insurance company, you know, as they would have liked. But the thing is, I have Medicare. There's nobody that doesn't take Medicare. Okay, and if they don't take Medicare, then they shouldn't be practicing medicine. If they're in it for the money and just for the money, well, there's a lot of other people that would like to take their place. That's my opinion.
Well, I agree with you about lowering the pharmaceutical cost. That is important because that's where a lot of the costs are with not only the medications but also the equipment that are used in the hospital as well. So those things can actually be negotiated down, and even with an incentive or penalization or something to make healthcare more affordable. Because if the doctors don't have to pay those high costs for hospitals, as far as for the equipment, and the patients don't have to pay an arm and a leg for medication, it could be made affordable. Just adjustments have to be made so that the greedy don't, end up putting more people in the ground. So I agree with you there. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
My brother pays $1,200 a month for his health care. And that's under the Affordable Care Act. he doesn't make that much money to where he can afford $1,200 a month. But both he and his wife have pre-existing conditions, and they have to pay their health care, and they also have an $8,000 deductible.
Right. So the Affordable Care Act was a bust. That's garbage. That was no good at all. So hopefully something will work out soon. I want to thank you for taking my call. I'll listen on the internet. Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So, anyway, that's what the people don't understand, people really don't understand about Medicare for All. And it's a shame because they've turned around and used all this propaganda about Medicare for All, and that it'll lower the price of what we pay. Sure, your taxes might go up. They might go up. Okay, I'm not lying, but it will offset what you're paying for medical care now. The money you save on not paying premiums to an insurance company will offset the amount of taxes that you'll end up paying. And they've had studies on this. Canada has universal health care, and they have hardly anybody in their administrative department. They have We have buildings all over the United States that are 20 stories high. That people do nothing but administer healthcare, Aetna, and all these other stock companies that administrate, even the mutual companies like Prudential and them. There's so many companies that have to administer healthcare, and it's a jumble. It's just a jumble of people. And in Canada they have one 5-story office building, and inside that, the administrator, they have like one floor where they do administrative work for their health care, and they pay less for health care than we pay, that's for sure, even with the it comes out of their taxes. So it's just a lot of government propaganda, because these people are being paid by the pharmaceutical industries, by the AMA, and every other PAC in the world, they're paying these politicians to spread this rhetoric that universal health care is going to cost us a fortune, when in fact it'll save this country money. And maybe they save so much money that would offset your taxes, but we don't know unless we try it. Every industrialized country in the world except the United States has universal health care. That's why people say health care should be a right. And it should be a right. And the less people we have going to the emergency room and raising our property taxes because they can't pay their bills, that would save us money there. Plus the fact you wouldn't have to pay these outrageous rates that these insurance companies are charging for health care. So in a way, we all win if we had universal health care. So I hope I answered that young lady's question, and I hope I get more people to call in as soon as I fix this bug I got where I'm getting a double feed. But I'll fix it anyway. So that's what I'm saying. I'm also saying things like, the Democrats are worse than Republicans, because the Republicans, when they have the Republican National Convention, and they nominate their presidential candidate, they nominate him or her on how many votes that they get from each state. how many of the and the delegates aren't pledged. You know, they're pledged to how many people voted in the Republican primaries for the candidate of their choice, and they take those numbers and they nominate their presidential candidate. It's a democracy. Not so the Democrats. The Democrats have special delegates, super delegates, and they don't necessarily, these super delegates can vote for anybody regardless of what the primaries in the states turnout was. Some delegates voted for people who that didn't win the primary in their states, and that's a shame. That's rigged. That's a rigged system. And not only that, a lot of states do this. Like New York. New York's a big prime offender. And I originally come from New York, but you know, so I love New York, but I can't live there because of property taxes. I can't live there because of the cost of living. But the thing is New York, that you have to register as a Democrat 6 months before the primary election. So if you're sitting around and you're not paying attention, as you should be, but some people just don't have the time, and you see that you see a Democrat that you would like to vote for, like in the case of Bernie Sanders. You want to vote for him, right? If you haven't registered 6 months prior as a Democrat, you cannot vote in their primary. Now, what we need to do is we need to have open primaries where everybody is allowed to vote for the person that they want to win the nomination. Simple as that. And it's just a shame that we don't have that. And the Electoral College, that was put in to placate the Southern states before the Civil War. That was there to make sure that the Southern states had a bigger say in the election than they did. And so it's an outmoded thing that should have been thrown out long ago. You know, what happened is the people who win the popular vote should be president. Now, I'm not a cheerleader for Hillary Clinton. I didn't vote for her. I voted for Jill Stein. That's just, you know, full disclosure here. I couldn't vote for either one of them. I couldn't stand Hillary Clinton. I've never been able to stand her. And she makes me, I get to Hillary, really, just looking at her. And Donald Trump, I don't like him. And most New Yorkers, you'll find, don't like Donald Trump. You know, he's an ass. He's a big buffoon. And, you know, I wouldn't vote for him either. But I was kind of happy when he beat Hillary Clinton, because I thought if Hillary Clinton would have won the presidential, you know, won the presidency, we'd be in a war by now. You know, look what she did in Libya. Yeah, you know, look what she advocated in Syria, a no-fly zone. Look at all the things. She, there's never a war that Hillary Clinton didn't like. She's got to prove herself. You know, she's a woman, and she can be just as bad as a man. And that's been her mindset since they steamrolled her when she was the first lady, and she wanted universal health care, and they steamrolled over her. So that's, you know, that's made her a flawed human being, in my opinion. Now, that's just my opinion. So anyway, I got a couple minutes left. I got 5 minutes left. I didn't do this. I should have done this at the beginning of the show. The call-in number is 516-453-9450. So anyway, what I'm saying is the Democrats are worse than Republicans, simply because of the fact that they take so much corporate money, so much money from the pharmaceutical industries, the fossil fuel industries. They take just as much as the Republicans do. and then turn around and act like they're holier than thou. Yeah, and they're not. They're not. They're just as bad as the Republicans. And they say that they're going to be helping people, and they don't. You know, they don't. And, you know, I don't like a hypocrite. You know, hypocrites to me, I'll give you an example. This guy in Florida, what's his name? The African American man in Florida.
Oh, Gilliam.
Yeah. What was the first name?
I forget.
But this guy Gilliam, he's a Democrat. He said he was all Bernie Sanders when he was running for the nomination, and health care for all, a living wage, get rid of these foreign wars and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, he won the nomination. It looks like he's going to beat Rick Scott in Florida. And all of a sudden, now his tune's changing. You know, he's kind of like pushing the Affordable Care Act, all this. You know, and this is what Democrats do time after time after time. Now, the guy I'm watching, and I'm watching him real closely, is this Beto O'Rourke. You know, really Robert O'Rourke, but they call him Beto. You know, for Robert, Beto, you know, get it? Anyway, I'm watching him. He seems like a really good guy. I mean, he's very personable, and he's young, and he's full of vim and vigor, and he's a progressive in a red state. And he's running on all the things that Bernie Sanders ran on, and plus more. He wants to fix immigration. He wants to allow more people with Dreamers to get their citizenship and everything else. And he seems like a really, really charismatic, personable guy. And in my mind, if he wins the Democratic nomination, he's going to be the next president, or he's going to be in the race, that's for sure. And okay, I found out what's wrong with my, why I was getting that double,
feedback.
Double feedback. And,